The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wait, so you're saying you don't have demons?
Don't have many demons.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tear your ass apart.
Welcome to Burning in Hell.
We're at Burning in Hell. It's hot in here today because we got an Atlanta boy. You're from Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
An Atlanta boy, Robbie Hayes. Welcome.
Woo! What's up?
Robbie has been on every reality TV show known to man. When you were young, did you envision yourself being on TV one day?
No. I grew up in a very... I went to Catholic school till senior year of high school. Mm. I wore a tie till senior year. My graduating class was like 140, very close-knit family. And I was just going to follow the whole 8 to 5, get into the whole network of it.
We do 9 to 5 here, but
there you go.
8
works.
To 5 is intense.
Had the degrees for it, and then... You know, my life got...
What are your degrees?
Down.
Because a lot of people think you're just like dumb and hot. What are your
degrees? Yeah, and that's... I can thank The Bachelor for that. Former competitive swimmer. I never made a dime swimming. I just did it because I was good at it, paid for school, and I enjoyed competing.
Do you think you were a fish in a past life?
No. But if I could be an animal, a dolphin would be up there. They're pretty badass.
Yeah,
they
like... That was my dolphin
that was
noise. I'm a little congested. Normally
that's
it's
not
much
the type
better.
Of AMSR.
Do you believe in past lives?
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, I want to, and there's no reason for me not to.
Do you believe in soulmates?
Yes.
That was quick.
Yeah. I mean, it could be just how I was raised.
Do you believe that you can fall in love on a reality TV show?
Yes, I have.
To who?
To JoJo.
You know what's so funny? I fucking missed that season. I'm so mad about it.
You're going to have to go back and watch
it. How do you
it?
Watch it? Like, I can't find it.
I haven't watched a season since mine, so...
So let's just... let's.
Can I tell the people about my degrees that you didn't let me finish?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I actually didn't care, but I asked just... just kidding. Tell me your degrees, you fucking nerd.
Undergrad.
Yeah.
Undergrad, I double majored in finance and real estate. Had a minor in Spanish, and then went back and got my master's in finance.
Okay, so...
Focus on corporate investing. Should have put me up here in Wall Street, but the TV called...
It's crazy. You're in Wall Street right now. We're at Spotify headquarters downtown. It's actually at the World Trade, but you're here talking about your demons on Burning in Hell because you've been on so many reality TV shows, which makes me...
Or just because I ran into you drunk at a bar last night.
True. So the way this happened, I'm very good friends with Jordan Veroy. People don't know this, but we met on like a tennis shoot. He got me hired for Betches. I was like part of him getting on Summer House. We have a long relationship. He's like my brother.
He's
I love him to
person.
Death.
He helps everyone and anyone.
He's the connector. He's a networker. He's inspirational.
He's a hustler.
He's a hustler. And he always is like, Robbie, 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 Robbie. And I was like...
So we have baby pictures together in the bathtub at 8 months old. We lived in Florida together. Then our families both ended up moving to Atlanta. And then we went on and did our college thing.
And now you're both on reality TV shows.
I was trying to get him on The Bachelor for a few seasons before he hit Summer House.
Do you think he would have been good on it?
I think it would have been great. Smooth talker, good family. I think it'd be great.
Yeah. You were on JoJo's season of The Bachelor.
Yes.
Then you were in Bachelor in Paradise, which I did watch.
Yes.
With Amanda Stanton.
Yes.
That had some drama.
There's always drama around.
Do you feel like you're a dramatic person?
No, reality TV is dramatic. It's got to be. Otherwise, you don't watch.
I feel like you're kind of a professional, though, at like the after drama. Like the show's over and there's all this other drama. Like you need to like, I don't know what you're doing, but it's good PR.
The media loves it.
The media loves it. He's blushing right now. I remember when I was working at Betches and there was like a picture of you with your arm around another girl and people were losing their mind.
Oh,
they're
God.
Like, this isn't Amanda.
That was the Amanda thing.
This isn't Amanda.
Yeah.
How did you feel when the media started to like...
I mean,
I go against you.
I knew that was going to come out, and I knew that the whole time. You know, Bachelor in Paradise is a show where if you don't have someone, you're gone.
Yeah.
And it's a day rate. So you're trying to stay.
So, that's crazy.
So, Amanda and I partnered up. We got together. There were some feelings there for sure at one point. But
do you like blondes or brunettes?
I don't really have a preference.
I like to put guys in a box.
I tend to settle down more with brunettes, but I tend to... have flings with blondes more. Every girl in my family's brunette, so that might be where it comes from.
Yeah, but then I think you have that Southern belle in your head of like the fun blonde girl.
Definitely.
And Amanda Stanton was a little sweetheart. Is she like a pocket size?
Yeah,
she like
she's
a little keychain.
She's tiny.
She's adorable.
Yeah, she's a very pretty girl.
Did you think that you could fall for her? Like, did you see long term with her?
I didn't see long term, but I'm also the guy that's not gonna push something great aside just because it landed in my lap and I wasn't ready for it. You know, people are like, "So are you dating?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not going on 2 dates a week." But
yeah.
Like if someone comes in town and hits me a message and you know we kick it off, that's great.
Oh, so awesome. You respond to DMs?
Sometimes.
Oh, look at you! Yeah. Look at you're wild.
I actually respond a lot, especially if they're compliments. I like to
respond. I love
thank you and like.
I love connecting with people in the DMs.
Yeah.
So when someone approaches you on Bachelor in Paradise and you're trying to hit it off, is your first thought they want to stay on the show?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think that's kind of something you resort to. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, like, well, I saw you talking to the first two over there and they're all wifed up now. Now you're coming to me. I see where this is going.
Do you think your past in sports helped your performance with reality TV?
No. I mean.
Like you're competitive and you're strategic and you know how to focus and you're good at performing.
Maybe. Especially my sport. Because swimming, you need some patience because you just sit around for one
and
race.
Swimming
it takes
solo.
25 seconds and that's your day.
It's true. Like, it's kind of like going on an interview.
Exactly.
You have that one line to.
That's it. Yeah.
See, or look what we did here.
Right?
Look, you're learning new things in hell.
About myself.
So let's break you down. After Bachelor in Paradise, did you want to do Bachelor ever again?
No, I didn't. And actually, I did do Bachelor in Paradise again.
Wait, so you didn't want to and then you did it?
The next season. Yeah, the next summer. But I gave them like ridiculous exclusivity contractual obligations to meet as well as
like you had to have a quesadilla made for you every morning when
not
you woke
necessarily
up.
That but I could hop off and do whatever show I wanted, right? Like they don't own me for 6 months after. So I had all these things written out to my entertainment attorney and I had no expectations for them to meet them and agree to them. Mm-hmm. And then I'm on a rubella trip or second trip to the Cayman Islands with just me, a photographer, and three models, and I have to leave in the middle of the trip because I get called into Paradise and I have to be there the next day.
Wow.
So they signed it and agreed to it. And I was like, wait a second. Really?
Would you say Paradise is
so
fun?
So I was there for 36 hours. I was the last person to enter.
Oh,
went
yeah.
On
you
one
showed
day
up.
And the next morning it ended.
Wow. But do you think Paradise is fun?
Paradise was fun. I like The Bachelorette better, actually.
Why?
And a lot of people wouldn't say that because there's only one girl and it's a lot of downtime. Mm-hmm. But because the places we got to go, like I spent 2 weeks in Argentina.
Yeah.
Spent 2 weeks in Thailand.
Do you still stay in touch with Bachelor people?
Yeah. I mean, I lived with Chase for about a year and a half after our season. And now I live with Jeff Holm, who won season 8 out in
LA.
Oh,
cool. So there is kind of a family, like you all have gone through the same stuff.
Me, DeMario, Josh Murray, Chris Randon, we have the fantasy football league. We're all in.
Who's winning it?
After week one, this guy. You hear that, boys?
Okay, a lot of trash.
Bachelor fantasy leader.
After 1 week, I like this. Don't get ahead of yourself.
I know, right? Hey, I better enjoy while I have
it. I know. So then, what's next for you? You went on Vanderpump.
Yes. So Sheena and I got pretty close. She's just a super dope girl. Like she's down.
What do you
to
like
earth.
About Sheena?
She's a bro. I don't feel like I have to entertain her. I don't feel like I
have
to impress
her. Because she's on
her
phone the whole time. I'm just kidding. I like Sheena. I'm friends with Sheena.
She's great. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. She's just eating beef jerky into the mic. Now
I'm
hungry. He's
hungry. I'm hungover.
You could have had a snack beforehand, but it's okay.
So Sheena and I got close and then she had her single season. And she started doing things with Adam Spot, who I also grew up with,
yeah.
Went to school with.
In Atlanta?
He lived in Atlanta after college, but we went to Florida State together.
Oh, cool.
So Sheena, it was like, they might want to bring you on for like a date. It'd be quick, maybe like, you know, a quarter of an episode. Mm-hmm. I was like, sure. I mean, it was basically just an appearance release. There was no contract there or anything.
Yeah.
I was just going on there for her.
Did you care at all that Adam had been seeing her or is more
no,
just like she needed your support?
Yeah, it wasn't really ever romantic between Sheena and I.
But you just love playing tonsil hockey?
Yeah.
I mean, she a good kisser?
She's a great kisser. Yeah.
So like she kissed Carl, which means like you almost kissed Carl.
Yeah, technically speaking.
Technically, you've,
Eskimo kiss.
Yeah, it's an Eskimo kiss.
Eskimo kiss brothers.
So then your latest endeavor is you're dating a girl on Siesta Key.
Well, yeah. And
because we saw a photo.
I did do some filming for Siesta Key this summer.
Did you How'd you meet her?
Oh, I actually met her at Stagecoach Festival.
Stagecoach is where it all goes down.
Stagecoach, Ragecoach.
Stagecoach is where like STDs get created.
I had talked to her a couple times before that because we had a lot of mutual friends. But the first time we actually like hung out, spent time together was Stagecoach.
Why do you think you're connecting with so many reality TV girls? Because you could choose from any like women to date. There could be like a lawyer. There could be like a producer.
Yeah, sure. And there are outside girls. I mean,
I have tons of
women. No, I'm just saying. Those girls just don't make the headlines. Is all it is. Legitimately.
Really?
The one girl I've been closest with since JoJo season lives in Georgia. Small town girl. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Savannah or Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. Went to school in Savannah.
How does she feel about your lifestyle?
Values. She doesn't like it, but for some reason she puts up with it.
You think you might ever settle down with a family in Atlanta?
100%.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't see yourself like being in LA and like...
No, LA is temporary.
Doing like a Heidi Spidey type thing.
I don't want to raise a family in LA. And
why?
My whole family's in the East.
Yeah.
So when I move back, my favorite cities are Nashville or Atlanta.
Very cool. I've never been to Nashville.
Ooh, you've got
to
put that.
I have to travel. I'm such a dumb New Yorker.
You been to Austin?
Nope.
Similar.
Okay. This is good. Now I'm learning new things. I never thought I'd learn anything from you.
I'm going to ignore that.
What was your biggest fear of going on reality TV?
I didn't really have one at The Bachelor. Bachelor in Paradise, the biggest fear was, you know, it's a gimmicky show. It's cringy. You know, it's they put you in those situations and they exploit them.
Yes.
So that one I was a little more nervous as how I would be portrayed. I thought I was portrayed great on The Bachelorette. Once that was all said and done. But now the only thing that makes me nervous is my mom. On social media, she reads.
What does she do?
She reads my comments.
Does she respond?
I still have my notifications on for comments because she'll be like, oh my God, Brittany XOXO called you a fag. Delete her. Block her right now.
What is your biggest insecurity physically in general?
One of my biggest pet peeves of myself is I bite my nails and I hate it.
Why do you bite your nails? Stress?
You know what? It used to be a nervous thing when I was swimming and competing. Mm-hmm. I'd always catch myself like right before the race started behind the block. Like, but now I just don't even realize I do it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a nervous thing. It's not a impatient thing. I'm just, before I look down, I'm like, I didn't even realize I did that to myself.
The fans want to know why you shave your chest.
So does my mother. She's always like, Robbie, you're a grown ass man. That hair's supposed to be there.
I like a hairy chest. Hey, are you like very hairy if you let it go? Yeah, that's good.
I get hairy, but the reason it's shaved a lot is because photo shoots sometimes they require, especially in like fitness industry.
Are you insecure about anything emotionally, like your personality?
Not necessarily. If there's any, and I wouldn't even call it insecurity, but in reference to my emotions and how I let them run wild, I do wear them on my sleeve. And, you know, if, like I said, if something great comes by, I'm going to jump at it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be scared to jump in and like dive my toes in first, you know.
You seem like a pretty chill guy, but you're saying you can be passionate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll trust you. Last night was fun. I saw you. We're drinking. We're whatever. I'm like, come on my podcast. And you were like, are you going to try to ask me about the sex tape? You shouldn't have said that to me because I actually didn't even know about it that much.
I'm sure
this morning I straight up was like, what is going on? So I did my research. What the fuck is going on?
Dude, it is such a mess. It is such a mess.
How'd you meet Lindsay Chrisley? If anyone knows, there's Chrisley Knows Best. The dad is in trouble for tax evasion and he has a daughter. And somehow Robbie Hayes, of course, because he's not in enough reality TV shows. How'd you meet Lindsay?
Lindsay and I met at an event in Atlanta.
I thought you were going to say Stagecoach. It would have been so funny.
No. I don't think she's ever been.
An event in Atlanta. Okay.
She's
and you hit
kid,
it off.
So it's hard for her to go to festivals and stuff.
So do you like being the zaddy?
No.
Have you met the kid?
I have not met Lindsay's. I met Amanda's, but.
Okay. So Lindsay and you were like hooking up or whatever.
It was probably a 2-month fling. Nothing that was ever very serious or committed, but we enjoyed hanging out when we were in town together. Both had a lot of similar friends in Atlanta growing up there. Went to a lot of the same places and, you know, a thing led to another.
And she has her own family beef and you're kind of in the middle of it
now.
Yeah,
she's been distancing herself and kind of removing herself from the family for like the last 3 years.
Does she not like being on TV?
She just didn't like where it went, I think. I don't want to speak for her.
Yeah.
But I know that there's a lot of outlying factors even outside of television. It's not just TV.
So if anyone doesn't know what's going on, apparently she said that the dad and the brother threatened to release a sex tape if she didn't lie about something to defend them or something.
Yeah.
And the sex tape was with Robbie.
I love that that was your ending statement. Like, they weren't already referenced that this was Robbie's sex tape.
Because Robbie can't control where he puts his dick. But
listen, we all do it.
What's the yeah. What is, you said there, what is the deal with it? Like, what was,
I can't say too much because it is an ongoing investigation.
You're so professional, I love it.
But you know, this isn't the first time that we've heard about this tape. You know, 2 years ago, when her and her best friend had a falling out, the best friend, whose puppy camera caught us on her living room couch. It's like a security camera.
So it was a puppy camera.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not sitting there with the camera like, oh, babe, get the angle, get the
That's
angle.
That's some Ray J shit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You were a little too good at just doing that right now.
Unfortunately, the listeners don't get to see my hand motions.
I know. Oh, that's okay. There's a puppy cam in here, so.
Hey. <Just kidding. laughs> Grab the security footage. But, like, in my mind, if that came out, that would debunk it all. It'd be like, okay, this black and white, barely can see, you know, security footage.
Also, isn't that, like, illegal to an extent?
It's called revenge porn.
Yeah.
So that's why it all came out, is because she filed a police report when she heard that they bought it. It had never come out.
So this was 2 years ago you guys hooked up?
Yeah. This was right after my season, like 2017.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So her and her best friend had a
falling
out.
Do you use condoms?
Yes. Always practice safe sex.
Okay, good.
It's Florida State. I've got to know that.
Yeah, but the swimmers were getting so much ass at Florida State.
Campus socialite over here.
I'm just saying. All
right.
I don't know. You guys were up too early. I never fuck with the swimmers.
It's true. I
They would have
out.
Practice at like 4 a.m. I couldn't stay over their place.
100% correct.
I know. I know my
That's why I like to
weed
better than alcohol. Yeah. Wake up next morning.
Yeah, you can wake up next morning. It's true. Okay, so how are you dealing with this right now?
I mean, I'm fine. I feel terrible for Lindsay, first and foremost. I mean, not only does she being, you know, have a sex tape held over her head by her family, but her family is in the midst of, you
And
know,
the family's denying
years.
Any of it.
All of it.
Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Yes. Well, so you're not opposed to drama. What has given you the most anxiety recently in your life?
You know what? I try not to get much anxiety and I don't stress much, to be honest. I will think of something, but I have a 5-minute rule where, like, if something happens where I'm pissed off or disappointed or sad, it's like, you can't change that. You can't change the past, but what can you do? Control the future.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure that shit doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid it at all costs. Mm-hmm. Do what you have to do to not be in this feeling again.
Do you care when people talk shit about you online? I feel like you get a decent amount of hate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew that from the beginning. Like, my mom, I tell her, like, Mom, I knew that for every 10 people that love me, one or two is going to hate me. Like, that's how it works.
So you went into it with that perspective.
Yeah. I mean, no one's perfect. Mm-hmm. Everyone makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. I make mistakes on the season Siesta Key. Mm-hmm. You know, there's my anxiety.
So are you worried about that when it comes out, or you're just kind of, like, going with the flow?
Just kind of going with the flow. I mean, it is what it is.
Do you have just kind of a simple mind, like you try not to overthink things?
I do. And I almost kind of like separate the two worlds. It's like my personal life is my personal life and my TV life is my TV life. And not in the fact that it's a different Robbie, and the fact that
you don't get attached to it.
My circle of people is different.
Okay.
I have my fans that I can count on to comment on every photo, every time I post. I know the 6 or 7 that are guaranteed to, you know, but those people I've never met, I'll never see. Why would I care about their opinions? Then I've got my personal family and, you know, like all my close friends that I've grown up with that are watching me go through this instead of, you know, catching me on the back end as I've gone through it. And I feel like that is so much more important to me. That, cool, you said that my abs don't look as good as they used to. I'm never going to meet you, see you, and you weren't that one person.
Also,
for me,
I would
anyways.
Argue if they did see you in real life, they'd want a photo.
Oh, 100%.
Which is
and
hilarious.
Most of the times on bad comments, if I'm like, I'll say something like that. I'll be like, well, that's sad. Like, you've never met me. You should give people a chance. They'll be like, oh my God, I didn't think you'd respond. That wasn't me. My friend grabbed your phone. Ah. Yeah, sure. Just
so
like
how
the
does...
dad's coming up asking for a picture saying it's for their wife.
Yeah.
You watch it.
So how does your mom and dad feel about this, like, TV career? Because you were kind of going the more corporate America route. Are they supportive of it?
They're supportive, but family holiday doesn't go by where they don't give me a couple zingers.
Yeah.
Or ask me, like, when are you going to be done with this and have grandbabies for us and settle down? Like, it's coming. Just, I'm riding this ride. Let me ride.
Oh, yeah, because they're like old school and they want you to. What, oh, yeah. You're young though. How old are you? 30?
I'm 30. Just turned 30 this
yeah,
year.
You're a baby.
Yeah, I've got time.
You have like at least 15 years. Men are like primed at 45. Men don't like fully mature emotionally until like 53.
Yeah, women get to 30, they start freezing their eggs.
Yeah, isn't Sheena freezing her eggs?
I think she did do that.
My manager the other day was like, okay, we have some meetings. We might freeze your eggs. We might go downtown.
Wait,
I was
what?
Like, wait, what? She said it like so casually. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
I mean, I'm. Talk about this.
How old do you think I am?
32.
You are so rude in so many ways. I'm fucking 28. Oh my God.
For some reason, my drunk mind thought I asked you that last night and you said 32. That's why I answered so quickly.
Okay, now you're just coming up with excuses.
No, I'm dead serious. How drunk? Why would I have said that?
You weren't that drunk. When was the last time you were depressed?
It's just family stuff. You know, my grandma went through a hard brain aneurysm.
Mm.
Was not good. That was really hard. I mean, I was depressed after my last breakup.
Okay, why were you depressed after your last breakup?
It wasn't so much depression as it was like, how did I not see this coming? Type thing.
Oh, like I should have known. Why did I try so hard?
Exactly. But that then falls into what I said earlier is like when I see something that I might want or like, I dive head first.
Yeah.
Like, into the pool.
Yeah.
And then by the time I'm already in there, I'm like unraveling here pretty soon.
Yeah. I know it's those red flags that you see in the beginning and you're like, but are they really that bad? And then 8 months later, you're like, I saw this. I knew this. I didn't. Like, you know things that are going to fucking annoy the hell out of you in, like, 9 months. But when they're still hot and, like, you like their pheromones at the beginning, I'm like, I don't care that he hasn't cleaned his room in 10 months.
There is that honeymoon period for sure.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, it's almost like the so moment, right? You've seen that awkward moment?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's every relationship comes to a so. So what are we? So are we dating? So where's this going? And that's when Zac Efron exits. But it's similar, you know, the situation.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
I want to go to our first game called Instamosity.
Instamosity.
Because you are an Instagram thought. Like, you are a sex pot on Instagram. A lot. I was like trying to find a photo of you, and
what
I was
that
like,
mean, thirst traps.
Yeah, you're just you're that hoe over there on Instagram. Wait, who, like, what kind of people follow you? Is it like
a lot of
horny moms?
It's a lot of moms and young girls.
And young girls.
Yeah.
Okay. No gays?
I feel there's some gays.
I feel like gays will follow you. Do you remember one picture on your Instagram where you looked happy, but you weren't?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's several posts of that.
Especially, do you ever post?
They're usually ads, you know? Mm. They're like, I'll send them 50 photos, and of course they'll pick the one where I'm like,
yeah,
but the product looks great.
So yeah. Like, do you care how you look in photos? Do you Facetune?
I have, yes.
What do you like to Facetune about yourself?
I have a chicken pox scar on my forehead. It's a perfect circle. It looks like someone took a hole punch.
Yeah, that's disgusting. You're known for your great hairstyle.
Thank you.
You're like almost like hotter version of Trump. The way you move it around.
How swoop.
Your swoop. What is happening? What do you do there?
I had it long for a while through like the paradise type seasons.
Yeah.
But it was shorter on JoJo's.
Yeah.
Were
you trying to like make a statement with it? Were you doing a fashion thing?
I just wanted to switch it up. So bored of, you know, clean cut, straight hair.
It was a little like, you know what the guys in the South who wear it in the front, like a side bang. It was like that, but then you moved it back.
I was like 16 and I'd like put a beanie on in the middle of summer just so it would like form it.
Yeah. You like, I'm just envisioning Zac Efron now that you said it, just his like thing in front of his face.
He used to have it.
Yeah, I bet he did.
High School Musical, right?
Yeah. Who were you jealous of on Instagram?
No one guy I really like to follow.
I thought you were going to say fuck. Yeah, who?
Jordan Barrett.
Jordan.
He's like male model of the year and he's like 18.
Okay, wait. Because you're like, how in modeling are you? Do you?
I'm not really. I mean, I'm older and, you know, those LA agencies really like the younger.
Yeah.
I'm 24, but he's, I'll go to casting.
Whoa, his cheekbones are fucking crazy. Yeah, a lot of models are just exotic.
I like the vibe of his Instagram.
Yeah, he's very artsy and vintage. I love it. It's at I Blame Jordan if you guys want to look at it.
Like he needs more followers.
When you post, do you ever post because you like want a girl's attention?
Like a single?
Yeah, like it's just you with no shirt on and you're like, let's show how hot I am. Like I'm trying to think why girls post. Do you post thirst traps the same way?
I'll probably just reach out, honestly. I don't think I'd go through a whole post and then like wait. What do you mean? Like wait for her to be the one to comment and be like, oh yeah, she likes me.
Yeah, thirst trap. Like if you know a guy's like thinking of you and you post something that's cute and he likes you, he'll always be like, yeah, you look cute. And then you're like, I know, I trapped you.
I knew you were gonna say that.
You're like 3, 2, 1. What's up, babe? And
I'm
you're like,
yeah.
Are you like a Southern gentleman?
Yeah, definitely. I think
I don't really know what a Southern gentleman is because I'm from
Brooklyn.
Watch
my season of Bachelor.
How do I find it? Hulu? Like,
Google,
they make it really
Google
hard.
It.
Oh, just like illegally. I'm not trying just to get Google arrested. I'm like good arrested. Girl, Robbie. Okay. I'm a good girl.
That's not what Jordan said.
Oh my God. Jordan and I sometimes, we've never made out, but we'll touch tongues. It's a weird thing we do. We'll get really drunk and I'll go, touch my tongue. And then we touch tongues and I go, ew. And
I know
run
Jordan
away.
All too well. I don't really know you that well, but I can picture both of you doing that perfectly.
Because we're both so weird.
Yeah,
I like
you don't
him because he's
me.
Weird.
I feel like you're pulling up your phone about to show me, but I can see it.
I'm just, this is my interview questions, okay, gotcha. But that would be graphic. I'm like, this is us tonguing each other. Would you date a girl with no followers?
Yes.
Would you prefer to date a girl with no followers?
Yes.
Talk into the mic. Act like you've done this before.
I've had a girl in LA I took out on a date first time. Never met her. She, in the middle of dinner, was, so are you going to post us while we're here?
No.
Check,
no!
Please. Check.
No.
Security, someone get this girl out of here.
No.
Yes. No lie. It's actually happened twice. But the other girl was really hot, so I stayed.
Do you get paranoid that girls are using you or you're just like... if you'll have your fun and then figure it out.
Not really. I think that, and I'm not gonna like pat myself on the back or be conceited here, but like I'm a good dude. I'm good looking, I'm in shape, got good family and values behind me. So I feel like if they are there for that,
mm-hmm.
it'll show.
Yeah.
And if it is something that there is a connection,
you
I'm
think
probably
you have a
gonna
good
appeal
judge of
to
character.
Her anyways. You know, yeah. Outside of the followers.
Yeah, because you're boring.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
You're like, I'm a simple Southern man.
Yet I was the one asked to be your entertainer for the day.
I know. It's been brutal. I've been like having to drag this whole thing along. But
I ignored her all morning.
You did.
I had to play hard to get.
Well, also, I was trying to impress you by remembering.
Because
I made a lot of plans. And then I was like, okay, I have to show that I'm committed to my job. But, do you think you're happier with more followers?
I'm happier with the doors that the more followers open.
Yeah.
The opportunities. I never would have gotten to go to the Grammys or the CMAs. Events and places I've got to travel that never, I could be in an office, you know?
How have you changed?
6 years.
How have you changed as a person sitting here right now versus the day before you went on The Bachelor?
First and foremost, I'm more confident. Like my hardest part of my first sales job was public speaking. And I used to have to go give lunch and learns to architects and engineers who mm-hmm. already think they know the world, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, spending all that time behind camera and then watching yourself back and being like, do I really sound like that?
Mm-hmm.
Do I walk like that? I have a stick on
yeah.
my
head. Seeing like little angles of your face you've never seen before is the weirdest
part.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I chew like that.
I don't like that. So I think confidence. It just, I can walk into a room or an event where there's, you know, however many people there to see me and be myself, be confident.
It's weird because with reality TV, unlike actors or singers, people really think they know you because they think they've seen your life.
Yeah.
Do you find that weird ever?
Yeah, definitely. And not factual. Like,
How do you deal with it?
I mean, you get a lot of like, oh, you're so much cuter in person. Oh, I thought you were going to be a dick, but you're so nice. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I just like to be like, so what did you think of me before then? The hell is that all about? Is that a backhanded compliment?
Like, you can't. I get a lot of like, I didn't like you in the beginning and then I did like you. Yeah, and I'm like, what does that mean?
Exactly.
What does that mean? Okay.
Thanks for hopping on the bandwagon halfway through, sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly. Where's my OGs? How do you think your real identity is different from your Instagram identity?
Well, I haven't been around palm trees for the last 16 photos like I portray. I recycle a lot. It looks like I travel more than I do.
So you organize shit, like you save photos that you want?
Yeah. And I have, like, so I work in social media. Mm-hmm. I started my digital media agency a year and a half ago, Rebella, and I've just been surrounded by it. So I've got, like, you know, freelancers that'll help me and, like, do this, like, just because they have crushed me or they think it's fun, or, you know, they're just like, here, let me organize this. Now I've got, like, the color schemes down. And,
but you have to find, like, the right people to surround yourself with.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'd say, like, I'm not around beaches as much as my Instagram.
I am working
8 hours a day trying to launch an agency off the ground. Like, that's the behind the scenes you don't
see. So tell me a little more about Rebella, because it's actually a very fascinating, cool company you're starting.
Yeah, it's an influencer-driven digital media agency. So we connect with brands with social celebrities to help, you know, raise their brand's awareness across all these social platforms. And we do it in a way where we start with content. Because content is king. You know, we'll go out to, I took 30 people to Thailand in January for 2 weeks. 10 models, 4 photographers, some guests, staff. And we went out there with 3 brand deals and just shot all their products with the girls in different locations, different places.
It's a lot of logistics.
It was a shit ton, especially going across the world, Thailand.
Oh, yeah.
It was, we'll go somewhere closer next time. for a trip that size.
And I love beautiful, the millennial mindset of us all growing with each other.
Yeah.
Because, like, the better you do, the better my podcast episode does, and the better my podcast does, the better you do. Like a beautiful circular experience.
We give back every trip. So in Thailand, we've worked with the elephant sanctuary where the elephants are saved.
And, oh, I love that.
In Hawaii, we rebuilt homes from the floods. And then in St. Thomas from Hurricane Irma on the 1-year anniversary, we went and rebuilt a house.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I really think with influencers, we have this power to influence. And why not add some, you know, positive charity to it? Like, this podcast has mental health to it. And I think there's so many people that have their own causes that, like, why not?
Exactly.
Reach
and
out.
For us, it's giving back to the place that let us call home for a week.
I love that. It's so beautiful. To wrap it up, we're going to play the 7 Deadly Sins. We got a lot of games on here. A lot of games. Oh, but I want to ask you one more question. When you stopped swimming, did you have an identity crisis?
I didn't have an identity crisis, but I had an eating crisis.
What happened?
Swimmers are known to eat thousands and thousands of calories a day. They need it. I was eating like a large pizza for dinner, an entire one, 3 nights a week.
That like turns me on.
And I was like, what am I going to do now? I'm not swimming 10 miles a day. Like, I can't keep
chubby?
These old eating habits. No.
You're like, God,
I actually went paleo for like two and a half years, 3 years.
Oh, so you were like scared that you were going to blow up?
Well, I just wanted to have an advantage in not letting that happen.
Yeah.
So I kind of just cut that.
Did you have an eating disorder?
No.
So you just went paleo? Do you like paleo?
I did like it. I mean, it was easy. Eggs and bacon in the morning. And I could go to Five Guys and get a burger as long as I didn't have a bun, you know?
That's amazing.
That's paleo.
Five Guys is so good.
So good.
What's better, Five Guys or In-N-Out?
Five Guys.
Have you been to that bar in the city where it's Five Guys and then upstairs it's like a hidden bar in the West Village?
Yes,
it's so fun.
Oh my gosh,
it's good.
That's so weird. You brought that up.
Go up and down.
It's probably one of the only like random bars like that I remember in NYC. That was like a year and a half ago.
We have good taste in bars. Time to play 7 Deadly Sins.
7 Deadly Sins.
What are you greedy about?
Family time.
Oh, don't just say this to get ass, though.
That was a quick answer. That was rapid fire.
Yeah, a little too quick.
All right.
He's reading off his phone. Family time. Spending time with my grandma.
I don't even know what this question is. How do I play this game? Is this just... Okay.
Yeah, you
do
talk.
Do I have time to think about it, or is it like boom, boom, boom?
No, you have time to think about it. Okay. I was just making fun of you. So you like spending time with your family? Who do you like more, your mom or your dad?
I like them both, but you're such an asshole. My dad gets jealous of how much I call my mom. Put it that way.
I love guys who call their mom. Oh,
daily.
Do you? Does she,
dad's
are you,
like once every 3 days.
Yeah, but like dads aren't as like gossipy. They're not as exactly. much fun. Moms like, yeah. and moms are intuitive and like understand your emotions.
Yeah,
dads are
and
fun
you get to
be
talk
like
about the juicy stuff with mom. Yeah, and like the, how's work with dad?
Yeah. Or like talk about the game.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do with my dad. That's my own daddy issues. Who are you envious of in general? Not just the like 18-year-old model guy on Instagram. Or what type of person are you jealous of?
The one that settled down and has kids, honestly.
Because
I see it. But like you also like I'm not in a rush for that.
Yeah.
But you've got to start from that day, right?
So, do you envision like having a family with JoJo?
Yeah, I definitely envisioned it.
Now that you're out of the like craziness of it all, could you still see it with her?
If that phone call came, let's just say I'd answer it.
What'd you like about her?
She's a great girl, man. She's smart. She's beautiful. She's family oriented. Her family is super successful. Both mm-hmm. her parents are surgeons, brothers, investment bankers.
Yeah.
She lights up her room and I think what got me with her was her confidence.
You know, yeah.
And granted, she had a season before on camera to build up that confidence, mm-hmm. but she came in there and just ran it.
From all your dating experiences on air, off air, on puppy cams, make myself laugh. What have you learned that you don't want in a woman?
I mean, there's a lot of different stuff. I just want like I'm a big love language type. Like touch, feel, words of affirmation.
What are your love languages?
Definitely those.
Words of affirmation and touch. So you like to text a lot?
Where'd you get texting from?
Words? I don't know.
Words of affirmation. It's like I'm speaking to you. I'm not breaking up with you over text.
Why are you breaking up? No, I'm saying do you like need her texting you like, I miss you?
No, not that at all.
Okay, because that's annoying.
No, I need, you know. I open the car door for her and I get a thank you. Not like it's expected.
So I can open my own car door. That's an
that
angry New York
scary
girl.
Scary good.
Yeah.
Scary good.
Mine are physical touch and...
It's funny. I don't remember asking.
This is welcome to my hell. This is my... I am the devil in this room.
Physical touch.
Physical touch and quality time.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's... The one thing that
I actually don't care for talking.
I really look for, and you said like things that are red flags. Mm-hmm. Here's the green flag is lock me in a room with her with no TV, no phone for 24 hours. And am I begging to get out? Am I annoyed? So am I bored? True. Am I?
And not having sex.
I can name.
You can't have sex for 24 hours.
Fine. I could name two girls probably that at this point in the moment I could do that with.
And that's important. It's really important. Yeah, I've had guys where like I don't see that often, but it's like The Bachelor. When you do see them, it's like great.
There's so many people.
But then they're like, oh, I'm not free for 6 days. Like my career is crazy. And you're like, okay, I'd rather a dude be like, I'm so busy, but like I just want you with me on the couch while we both
exactly.
do work.
Yes.
I'll be like, yeah, I'll let in my podcast. I want that's love to me, not you taking me on fancy dates.
And a lot of it's like people are uncomfortable with just silence around each other. And they feel like they have to like it's an awkward moment and they've got to say something and then it becomes awkward. But that person that you can just sit there and like conversation just rolls or it doesn't at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking beautiful.
It's so beautiful. I think people worry so much about, did I say the right thing? Did I do the right thing? But the right person, I think it's energy. And I mean, I'm on all the time. Like if you see me out, like I'll be like the loud one because mm-hmm. that's my own issues. But when I'm with the right person, I'm actually like very quiet. And like if I'm quiet around you, it means I like you.
And you don't feel like you have to entertain them, right?
Exactly.
It's not like.
But I've been in relationships with guys that I feel like I have to like earn their affection, entertain all the time. And I get burnt out. Eventually, I'm just like, I send a text message and say, I can't do it anymore.
That's how she does it, ladies and gentlemen. That is how it's done.
Besides large pizzas, what are you gluttonous about?
Nice,
do you eat
nice
pineapple
plug
ham?
There. No. I don't do pineapple.
I actually do.
I don't do fruit on my pizza or in my salads.
Mm. Okay. I mean, if I'm in the mood, I'll do it. I'm not going to say no.
I have a really bad sweet tooth, and it comes from that habit that we talked about that I do nightly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I also...
Anal sex, yeah.
I also have... I get some Postmates credits every month.
Okay, through Postmates?
Do some social stuff for them.
Yeah.
And so it's not... I wouldn't.
So it's free? Calories don't count if it's free.
I don't hesitate at buying $40 worth of donuts at 12 a.m. at night.
Donuts. Put it that way. Are so cool. What kind of donuts do you get?
DK's donuts, the buttermilk.
Oh my God. I love the like cakey. Anything
apple
with like
fritters,
cake.
So good.
And then do you like work out obsessively the next day?
Yes, but my workout routine has been kind of lacking lately.
What is your workout routine when you work out?
It's usually a lot of running up front.
Cardio.
With, like, quick weights after. Like, I'm not trying to bulk up. I'd rather stay lean and toned. So I really do. I was doing like 4 to 5 miles and then doing like 45 minutes of weights.
That's nice. Do you get the urge to swim ever?
No, I haven't swam since 2012 Olympic trials.
Wow. It's funny, what if Bachelor in Paradise, whenever you went in the pool, you're like, laps, and you're just doing laps.
Sophomore year of college, I lost my eyebrows to chlorine.
What?
Literally, every time I was getting in the pool.
Yeah, all the swimmers are like bleach.
I was putting Vaseline over my eyebrows so they wouldn't fall out.
Oh my God. Yeah, that can't be healthy.
No.
Well, it's better than being a football player and having CTE. They ruin their brains. You just ruined some of your eyebrows.
Yeah, I've got great joints.
Yeah.
I've been putting pressure on them in years.
I bet. Wow. When was the last time you experienced extreme wrath? Do you get anger?
Sure. Everyone gets angry. It's probably in some of the filming that happened over the summer.
Do you ever get
that we'll be able to talk about.
Worried about snapping on camera? Because I know a lot of guys who
I won't snap. I'm very conscious about that. Like, I'll go in the bathroom, turn my mic off, and take, like, before I'll, you know, let that happen. Mm-hmm. So
did you get angry on camera?
I'm very in control of myself usually. Yeah. I think most of that comes from I love people watching. Like, the Atlanta airport used to be my favorite place in the world because
really?
My flight got delayed. Awesome. I'd sit there and just watch such a melting pot of
so
people
you're creepy.
Interact. Very creepy. Like staring. Like, I could have told you that she wasn't gonna upgrade you if you were acting like that. You gotta ask her, flirt with her. Like, you'd
so
learn
you're interested
how to
in people's emotion.
People.
Maybe that's why you like reality TV. It's really just a social experiment.
It's one massive social experience.
And I enjoyed it. I felt like I grew because I put myself in social situations I would have never
100%
never be
exactly.
put in. And
you're almost proud of yourself.
Yeah, you're like, I survived some like fucked up shit.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were a sloth? Do you get lazy? Because I know you're traveling all over. You have your business. You have a lot of TV shit.
I've been
going
lazy
on.
About the gym. That's why I said I used to run 4 to 5 miles. I probably haven't been to the gym in a month.
I could tell.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, that's the second time you've shown me your abs in this podcast.
Hey, I did Eden Sassoon's podcast completely shirtless for an hour. So,
and there wasn't even video. There's just a doggy cam.
No, there's video.
Okay, we'll look at that later. This is the toughest one. Are you ready? When was the last time you let your pride get in the way of something? Like, do you have a big ego?
Sure. I mean, we have our moments. When I let it get in the way of something, I don't know if I would do that. But, I mean, if the bouncer at the club's not letting us in, I'd be like, hey, see that blue check? Like, come here, big guy.
Is that what people do in LA?
I mean,
because New York, people don't give a fuck.
I usually
New York, if they give you, like, $200, they'll let you in, but yeah. I feel like LA, they would with a blue check.
Yeah, I've seen it happen occasionally, but I usually walk in with people. I'm usually not the group leader.
Do you like?
And I don't go out much in LA.
He has
I'm a
say,
bar guy. I
I'm
stay
a bar
local
girl
in Venice.
Too.
I could do without clubs for the rest of my life.
So if I were to go to LA, where should I like hang? Venice is fun.
I will never say anywhere else but Venice or Santa Monica.
What about
just
Malibu?
The beach towns, Malibu, Newport, all of them are great.
Because I just went to
loop them into one.
I just went to WeHo. It was weird.
I don't remember the last time I was in WeHo. I go maybe once a week.
I did a couple podcasts there.
That's it.
Final question. When was the last time you lusted over someone?
Shoot.
Besides me last night.
I don't know. Every day on my Instagram.
Do you DM all those girls? You do, don't you?
No. I mean.
You said no so many times it negated it.
That's because no, not for that purpose. But now these girls are the ones I'm hiring.
Oh, so you're doing business, and if you happen to hit it off. Do you have, like, a celebrity crush who's not on reality TV?
Me and my three partners have separated church and state. We make sure that's handled correctly.
Okay, I'll believe it when I see it. Who's your, like, celebrity crush who isn't on reality TV?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she's stunning.
She's gorgeous.
And her accent's amazing. Who is your, like, newest reality TV crush that you haven't met that you want to date besides me?
Ooh, Well, I can't date her, but that Love Island girl that just won. she's in the relationship.
She was there last night.
Was she?
Yeah, she was at our table.
Oh, I didn't meet her.
Drunk ass. She's the cute blonde, right?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I actually think I've met her before.
I think she's
Miami,
like a New York girl. But,
no, I didn't watch it.
So end of the day, what I like to ask everyone is what advice would you give to listeners on how to cope with their hell?
Can't change the past, but you can control the future. So make sure that shit doesn't happen again. But let yourself be mad or angry or sad or cry for 5 minutes. You need to get those emotions out.
Do you cry?
Yeah, sure. I'm very like, I don't, what's that called when you can tear up easily at the end of a movie? Like I get it from my mom and I hate her for
that's
it.
That's so cute.
It's like
though.
I'm watching Aladdin and
that's
like,
another
Will
thing
Smith
you
is
used to get
free,
asked. That's another thing you used to get asked. It's like the end of a movie and he starts crying. She's like, I need to marry him. He's going to be such a good father.
It's so true though. It's like Aladdin, last time it happened. Legitimately.
That's adorable.
It's not like full on tears. It's just like, better wash that.
You're not like heaving.
I better wipe that out of my eye.
I like that. No, I think it's important that men show emotion. I think it's important that you let it out, because if you keep it in, it'll come out in other ways.
In bad ways.
When I get anxiety, I bloat. Sometimes I have diarrhea. Anyway, Robbie.
About that. I'm glad we broke up 30 minutes ago.
Robbie, where can people follow you?
At RobertHunter89.
Hunter, your middle name?
Hunter is my middle name.
I did my research.
If you're a brand, come work with Rubella. If you're a reality TV fan, see you at Siesta Key this summer.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming to hell, guys. Follow me at Being Burned. Subscribe, rate, review. Screenshot if you had fun today.
Getting
and I'll talk to you
here.
Later. Let's get out of here. Bye.
Ha, 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 ha